This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, okay, I know some of you guys aren't as into sports as I am, okay? I love football, all right? You know, I just can watch football all the time, and, you know, I'm glad slowly we're not having to deal with, you know, any more of the kneeling in the national anthem, because I really didn't want people to stop watching football, because some people there, you know, didn't want to support the country. So hopefully we move on. But I want to just tell you something really, really quick and then tell you how this can relate to you and your job. I'm sure many of you guys have heard the news that Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy fired after 13 seasons and a Super Bowl title. Seeing the Green Bay Packers coach fired after a loss, and it was a loss to the Cardinals. I lost money on that. I was like, what? It's going to be the Packers? It's going to be what, really? I grew up in Arizona. I love the Cardinals. When they came to Arizona, I was proud of them. They were also, you know, once Super Bowl contenders a while back. But McCarthy and the Packers have been a name hand in hand as far as I could remember. 13-season stretch. And after that last game, fired. I mean, it just, you know, there was rumors that Jason Garrett of the Cowboys could have been fired after a game a few weeks back. But then the Cowboys have just, you know, now they've made it to the playoffs. So, you know, when I saw this idea of boom, it was a 2017 home loss to the Cardinals. Cardinals were 3-9. Packers 4-7-1. All but eliminated from playoffs, and it's a lot of tension. We're also being told that there's been tension between he and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was asked about the future of his coach in the hours before the firing. He goes, I'm not even thinking about that right now. I know my role is to play quarterback to the best of my abilities. Yeah, that's stupid. Don't be asking a quarterback before the game if his boss's job relies on that. Because if he doesn't like his boss, he could screw up the game. Now, we all have seen issues with Aaron Rodgers, right? Whether it's the clavicle fracture. You know, he broke his clavicle. Was it last year? And so, you know, he just really hasn't seemed to be on his game. Or is that bad coaching? But this is what really, really bothers me. There's this, you have one more chance. Or it's all based on a game and you lose your job. And with you or I, or any of us listening, sometimes that happens with an account, right? Or with a idea, or, you know, at a meeting, or with, you know, something happens negative to the company and heads roll. I've seen that time and time again. And as an employer, you don't want your employees scared to death that they're going to not be able to feed their kids. Or not. Mark McCarthy's going to be fine. Okay, I'm not worried about that. But still, you know, when we translate it down to us, real people, you know, with, you know, jobs and kids and mouths to feed who haven't been making millions, you know, It's not the best environment to induce and promote teamwork. Now, some people say, well, yeah, you know what? They need to know their skins in the game. They need to know that, you know, if we have problems, if we do bad, it hurts all of us, not just the bosses. And I get that, but I don't think that motivates people. What motivates people is if we do well, you do well. It doesn't motivate people if we do badly, you do. Because some people are smart, and if they're like, wait a second, we're not going to win. And you're not listening to my ideas. If you're not listening to my ideas, and I know we're going to fail, well, then I better start looking for a new job. And so, unfortunately, this is something that we see all too often. And football is notorious for that. A lot of real life can be related to football. Remember I talked to you guys about, you know, relationships and things like that? Yeah. Yeah. Trying to make it to the end zone. Okay. But don't be fumbling the ball. Okay. Little things like that. Okay. We'll talk later about that. But, I mean, when it comes to real life, I mean, I hear the sportscasters all the time. Somebody's going to lose a job at the end of the night after this game. And, by the way, if I was the employer or on the management team, I don't want somebody distracted worrying about their job or their wife leaving them or whatever BS. I want them concentrated on the game. Now, some people in management or military or in other roles of power find that sometimes that is the best incentive. You know, if you don't do this right, you're going to die. And the funny thing is it's, for some people, that does work. You know, in the military, my father was in the military, in the Israeli military. There was no messing around, he said, because, I mean, you were always under attack. So if you want to live, if you want your community to, you know, not be bombed and shelled, and, you know, you want your family safe, and your friends and community safe, and your country safe, you do. And you do it this way, you don't question it, you just do. So you would say, you do. Like, what if I don't want to do? You do. What if I want to do it this way? No, you just do. And I get that now. I didn't understand. I just thought he was stubborn. I'm like, no. You need to strategize. You need to whatever you need. Yeah, of course there's strategy and stuff. But there are some ways where things can't be done without, okay, you know, this is the way to do it. Don't question it. We know what's best for you. You just concentrate on getting it done. You execute this. Boom. But I've seen too many people become casualties, even if it is part their fault. But it really starts to mess with your loyalty to the company. I love the idea of, and it's old school, we don't see this anymore, where the company grows with you. They were there for you when you had surgery. You were there for them when they had surgery. You know, and, you know, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. Doesn't work like that anymore. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patent and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say saunas may help you avoid heart attacks and strokes. Do you guys go to the sauna? I never do. I don't. Is it, okay, a sauna, there's two things I mix up. There's the steam room and the sauna. I thought they were like the same thing. But isn't sauna where it's just like really, really hot and steamy and wet and there's wood all over the place and people are naked in there? I'm like, I'll pass. But here's the thing. Maybe I should have passed. They say people who use the sauna may have lower heart disease risk. Researchers from universities in Finland recently conducted a study published in the British Medical Journal, British BMC Medicine Journal. Well, how would I know? Do I sound like I've ever published in the journal? Okay, so cut me some slack. To explore the relationship between sauna bathing and cardiovascular risk. Now, cardiovascular risk can lead to heart attacks and strokes. So to do so, they looked at the health data of more than 1,600 adults with an average age of 63. Between the years 1998 and 2015, and the participants completed surveys. I think they have their clothes on. And they asked questions about... the survey probably got really soggy if they were in the sauna when they did it. But they asked questions about how often they frequented the sauna. After analyzing results, they found using saunas 4 to 7 times a week was associated with a lower chance of developing heart disease compared to those who only went once a week. I think I've maybe visited a sauna once my whole life. 4 to 7 times a week. Where do you guys have the time? Now, I'm like a workaholic. I work out, but when I work out, I'll have the news on, you know, so I can start prepping for my show. Or I could, I listen to all news, Fox and CNN and everybody else. Or I'll watch, you know, Empire or, you know, some of the, you know, American Idol, that kind of stuff. Okay, I'll watch whatever. Will and Grace. I like to watch shows while I'm working out. But anyway. Oh, Narcos. Oh, my gosh, you guys have got to watch the next season of Narcos. Oh, my gosh, Narcos Mexico is so good. So good. Love Narcos. And Fauda. Fauda is an excellent show as well. But, all right. Where are we going with that? Okay, so. I don't have time to stop in my day to just sit. Even if I'm talking to somebody, I'll talk to them while I'm exercising, like on the phone. I just don't have time to sit. But they say that those who spent over 45 minutes in the sauna per week, 45 minutes per week, so if you do that 3 times, that's 15 minutes maybe, had a lower heart disease risk compared to people who just spent 15 minutes per week in the sauna. Now, some of you will say, wait, Dr. Wag, so, Dr. Dahlia, so I could, like, sit in a sauna rather than exercise? No. That's not what they're saying. But, well, maybe we need to start including sauna into our exercise regimen. Some of you like Bikram yoga or the hot yoga? I don't know. They say an important finding of this research is that more regular sauna use is associated with lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease in middle-aged to elderly women as well as men. That's according to co-author Jari Lukananen. There are several possible reasons why sauna use may decrease the risk of death due to cardiovascular disease. Our research team has shown in previous studies that high sauna use is associated with lower blood pressure. Additionally, sauna use is known to trigger an increase in heart rate equal to that seen in lower to moderate intensity physical exercise. So we will increase our heart rate just as if you were exercising going into a sauna. And then that eventually lowers your blood pressure. Now, there were some limitations in the study. Whenever you write a study, there's limitations. They acknowledge that the information they assessed was self-reported and was only from one region. For future investigations, they hope to expand their findings by evaluating other adults across the world. So here's the thing. I mean, this is something that you guys like. I know you're mad that I'm making fun of it, but honestly, this is something you guys like because you want to know that you're doing something right. A lot of you guys dig sitting in the sauna and whatever. I'm fine with that. Oh, I know why. I know why I'm afraid of the sauna. I know why. Because remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine falls and she accidentally, you know, touches the breasts of Jerry's girlfriend and then she could tell if they're real or not? Yeah. I guess I'm just worried about being naked somewhere. Why can't you wear why can't you just wear a bathing suit? Does anybody wear a bathing suit in the sauna? Do you really have to always be naked? I don't get that. Why? You can wear a bathing suit? I don't know. I don't go to the sauna a lot. Maybe people wear clothes now. Maybe they wear suits, 3-piece suits. But everybody just, I don't know. I just have a problem with, I shouldn't, I'm a doctor. Well, no, I'm fine with other people being naked, you know, if you have to do a procedure, but I personally don't like it. I just don't. And if I could probably speak for the world right now, I think they don't like my being naked also. But anyway, sauna type stuff, I get. You know, you're sweating, your heart rate's going up, your body is in a different environment, so it kind of is, it thinks you're hot and sweaty because you're exercising. I get how you could get that. I'm just not a big fan of sweating yourself out and not replenishing your proper, you know, your proper fluids and electrolytes, and I also don't want the body to go through any extra stress that it doesn't have to. So for me, I'd say do it, but 45 minutes a week, I don't know. I think there's, you know, there's other things you could do. Now they say snoring can worsen heart function, especially in women. I've talked to you guys about sleep apnea and how sleep apnea can put you at risk for heart attack and stroke. Well, if somebody snores, that can mean they may have obstructive sleep apnea. And snoring, any sort of noise you make, means you're doing resistance to air. So like if I go like this, right, to make a farting sound with my mouth, I'm moving my teeth and my lips and my tongue so that I'm resisting the air. Airway resistance makes sounds. So if you snore, that means you have resistance to the air. And if less air is getting to the brain, getting to the heart, then I think that puts you more at risk for stroke, heart attack, and dementia. I think Alzheimer's, a variety of things. So snoring, they say, is a sleeping pattern in which a person breathes while emitting a snorting or grunting sound. Corey says I snore. I think I once heard myself snore. And the reason why I think I heard myself snore is because I think I might have done it something like, no, I didn't gasp for air because I don't sleep anything. I think it went something like that, right? And you know how the cats, some of the cats sleep on my bed? I got the cats and the dog. Well, one cat got so scared that she ran just right across me. And so she must have thought it was some wild boar. So this is why I'm nervous about being single again. If my husband leaves me, I am going to be scared. I mean, who's going to want to? Let's stop for the. You guys school me. Okay, listen. Okay, so I'm middle-aged. All right, as you guys can write. Yes, I'm middle-aged. And I love my husband, but, you know, I always worry, what if he leaves me? You know, he could leave me. I mean, honestly, look, right? You know, okay. And I really worry that no one's going to find me desirable. Now, they may find me desirable awake. And I've been thinking about this, and I'm like, I think I could, if I ever started, you know, dating again, okay, if I was single, because, you know, you worry, I could get through the date. I know exactly, like what not to say, because I know what turns guys off. So I would be on my super best behavior. I would have my makeup on. I would know what clothes to wear, what underwear to wear. Let's say we do end up taking it home, although I don't see myself doing that, because I always wanted to wait till I was married then. I don't see how I would be, you know, giving the milk for free, you know, let them buy the cow that quickly. But let's say that did happen. I think I would be good all the way until the point where we have to fall asleep. Then I would fear that it would be such a turnoff to be sleeping next to me, and I'm like, you see? I need to do something about that. I haven't done anything about it because, I mean, I'm married. You know, my husband and I snore. That's just what we do. But see, I don't remember snoring when I was younger. Again, I didn't really spend the night with people, so they couldn't tell me if I did or not. But I don't remember. But now I sound like a middle-aged woman like someone who was like a beached whale. And I worry about that. That could be a problem. But anyway, if you do have a snoring issue, that could mean that you might not be getting good airflow, and that could then affect your heart. So, get yourself a sleep study. See if you're cutting off your air supply when you sleep. A lot of people say, well, I use my watch or my app. You really need your oxygen level checked, okay? That's really what you need to do. And if so, you could use those little things that widen the nose, but really we need to push the air in. We have to do like a CPAP. Continuous positive airway pressure. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Former President George H.W. Bush is making his final trip to Washington, D.C. Now, Bush's casket arrived at Ellington Field in Houston en route to Washington, D.C. to a full military ceremony. As you heard there with the band playing Hail to the Chief, the Honor Guard moved the body onto Air Force One, which is being called Special Mission 41, for the flight to Washington, D.C. Folks are still paying their final respects to President George H.W. Bush, including his former Vice President, Dan Quayle.
He had great respect for other people. He had a love of life. He loved, obviously, his wife and his family. And he was, just to put it succinctly, absolutely the best.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Marriott is being sued after hackers stole personal and financial details of millions of customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Fix your radios, people. DOCDALI. Look, I cannot be responsible for radios if it doesn't broadcast what I say. I'm speaking perfectly. It's your radios. A new study confirms that e-cigs damage the heart. Another one. Didn't we just talk about this last week? The amount of nitrous oxide. Okay, well, let's school you guys, okay? Vaping is healthier, we believe, than smoking cigarettes, but I use that term loosely. I would never say vaping is healthy. But they have found a study that it could affect the nitric oxide being produced, and nitric oxide works to relax blood vessels. Blood vessels being relaxed allows more blood flow to the heart. So there's a study showing that we have, unfortunately, a link between e-cigs reducing the amount of nitric oxide being produced, as well as a whole variety of issues. They emit chemicals. They can heat up chemicals and change the chemical composition very easily because heat denatures things or changes things and causes chemical reactions to occur. You also have the heating elements, the metallics, leach metals and toxins into the vape as well that were never originally planned to be there. So that type of stuff is obviously concerning. And so my recommendation is to not vape as a substitute for smoking long term. Use it very short term to get off the smokes and then get off all of it. They say now 20% of middle and high school students have admitted to vaping. 20%, a fifth. So if you have five kids, one of them is going to be a vapor, at least. Now, under public pressure, Juul, which controls 70% of the e-cig market in the United States, announced that it would stop selling most flavored pods in retail outlets. Now, that's kind of preempting the FDA's plans to tighten up regulations on teen smoking. So Juul Labs is dedicating $30 million to independent research to battle this trend. Transparency about the studies also, and researchers are going to be hopefully forthcoming, they said. There's also corporations sponsoring research, you know, and when that does, a lot of times it may look, make their company look better, and we kind of need something objective. They say this move is equivalent to Nestle launching an anti-sugar crusade to combat youth obesity. Let me just say something about this. This is where public opinion can help and hurt at the same time. When, like, the tobacco company goes, okay, well, we will do studies to help fight tobacco use. I'm like, well, wait, that you're kind of tobacco. I don't get how you're going to do that study. And what are you doing? Same thing with Juul. They're going to study how to not gain in the market. It just seems counterintuitive. It seems, you know, how is the company going to spend a lot of money to do a study to show where companies shouldn't market that can in turn hurt them? I don't think that's going to be the end product. I also see them dragging their feet on the results of this one. I'm not saying that for Juul, but I don't see why anybody would be so quick to do a study or, you know, the negative health effects of vaping. I don't really see how a study that makes, you know, product would want to study that. But I also get how with public opinion, companies need to look like they are going above and beyond for consumer safety. So they want to look like they're like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola invests a lot of money into health studies. And so a lot of people don't know that. People are anti-Coca-Cola. Like, well, Coca-Cola makes people fat. Coca-Cola can cause diabetes. Coca-Cola is not a healthy drink. Personally, I love Coca-Cola, and it's really yummy, and I like having a little bit at the house in case anybody has a bad tummy, because I think the Coca-Cola syrup helps the tummy. But I think it's nice that they're investing that money and they're doing that research, etc. But the average person doesn't know that. So if, you know, a study to the left of us comes out saying, oh, Coca-Cola is the cause of all these people having diabetes, etc., people are going to, you know, ask for their heads. Now, maybe the reason why companies are putting millions of dollars in is because they want legislators to back off a little bit. You know, maybe it's buying, and I'm not accusing any company of doing this, but maybe it's buying them some time. Saying, look, and buying them some favors. Going, look, we have all this money that we made, but we are going to put it back into the system. We're going to put it into a hospital, or we're going to put it into studies, or we're going to fund this. So if you want our funding, you might want to lay low on all the bad publicity. And then people are like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like the Coca-Cola Foundation. I mean, they've done so much. Maybe that's, you know, why, you know, people aren't giving them too hard a time. They're one of the biggest soft drink industries. But people want soft drinks. I mean, you knew gosh darn well in the 1950s that a soda pop wasn't the healthiest drink. A soda pop was a treat. Just like a milkshake was a treat. But then something happened in the 70s and 80s where it was just considered the beverage. And I think what did that was the meals. When you would go to a Jack in the Box meal or McDonald's or a fast food meal, it would come with Coke, burger, fries, and a Coke. And then people would just start to have that ingrained in their head. Okay, well, if I'm going to have a burger, I'm going to have fries, I have to have a Coke with it. No. The Coke is a treat. If you're going to eat meat and lettuce and, you know, carbs, you're going to eat a meal. You know, so people thought, well, it's okay. If I'm already splurging, having a burger and fries, I can have a Coke. Then people are like, okay, well, that's going to be my lunch every day. If you really look at the progression of it, I mean, think back when you were a kid, you know, it was home-cooked meals and, you know, maybe peanut butter jelly sandwiches, bologna sandwiches. I hated bologna. I like salami, but I don't like bologna. Bologna sandwiches, whatever. And then all of a sudden it was, okay, well, yeah, I'm just going to grab a burger. I'm going to grab a slice of pizza. And so fast food became a lot of our lunch and dinners. And then, lo and behold, McDonald's breakfast, Jack in the Box breakfast. So a lot of us, we use that breakfast in the morning. That's a problem. So if McDonald's or these fast food, you know, giants want to do studies to tackle obesity, I think that's cool. And I like the money, and I think that's, I think we should, thank them and, you know, incentivize them to donate and study more. But you just kind of wonder, are they doing it more for PR? Are they doing it so they could skew the public and kind of redirect them so they're not looking at fast food but look at other things? I mean, having a soda pop company say it's not soda, it's fast food, having a fast food company say it's soda, that doesn't help you or I as a consumer. We kind of need an outside person saying, look, it's all crap. That's kind of what we need. But we don't have a lot of outside people or government people with money. And, you know, now that I'm starting to do more research, oh, it's great. So I work at Toro University of Nevada after my show. So I'm a teacher there. As you guys know, I'm a professor and assistant professor. But that it's not that I assist a professor. I'm a professor, but I don't have the rank of professor. I have the rank. You start out low, like assistant professor, then you go to associate, and then you go to, like, full professor. You know, so do people call me Professor Wax? No. They call me Dr. Wax. It's Kay or Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, if you call me Professor Wax, I would turn around going, you know, who's here? Yeah, who's that? So anyway, so I'm doing research. So I have three different research projects going on right now. And doing research I find is fascinating. I mean, me, I like to come up with research projects that don't cost any money because I think then, you know, it's easier to start. But one research project, it needed money. And it's... there has to be grants or there has to be money out there or that study doesn't go. And I didn't realize how much money goes into studies. And this is just a small study I'm doing at a university. So you are going to need big companies putting money into studies. But, you know, what are they studying? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hey folks, Colonel Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket, but it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I saw this being posted on social media. I really don't understand where things are going. Crystal Allen, one of my friends from News 3, local News 3, posted an article where Baby It's Cold Outside, that song, is being banned by a Cleveland radio station. You know, Baby It's Cold Out There, you know that one? And, you know, she, like, wants to leave, and he's trying to tell her that she's going to get pneumonia and die if she leaves, and she's like, well, maybe just a cigarette more, and anyway, it's kind of sexy, and it's really, really cute. Think the song came from the 40s? I believe it was penned by Frank Loesser, Guys and Dolls, as a duet for him and his wife to sing at parties. Then he sold the song to MGM to be used in 1949's Neptune's Daughter, where the song plays between Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban. And then later, Betty Garrett and Red Skelton. And so the duet was done by so many people. I think Dolly Parton. But yeah, it's a song from the 40s. And I guess WDOK Christmas, 102.1 of Cleveland, Ohio, has pulled the song for its 24-hour Christmas rotation, citing listener complaints. They say over the last several years, many have so-called the song date rapey in reference to the lyrics, say, what's in this drink? The song details, you know, that back and forth traditionally between a man and a woman, where the man tries to convince a woman to stay the night, despite her continued protests, saying the answer is no. I haven't really listened to the lyrics that judiciously, but so I guess the station was receiving a call complaining the song is inappropriate in 2018. So WDOK website did a listener poll, which is kind of smart to do, because whenever a company now makes a decision, it probably helps to have some sort of a poll or something to fall back on before people get all mad. And so WDOK website supported the sentiment. They said people might say, oh, enough with that Me Too, but if you really put that aside and listen to the lyrics, it's not something I would want my daughter to be in that kind of situation. That's midday host Desiree told Cleveland's Fox 8. The tune might be catchy, but let's not promote that sort of idea. So on the station's website, radio host Glenn Anderson further explained the decision, saying, I gotta be honest, I didn't understand why the lyrics were so bad until I read them. Now I do realize that when the song was written in 1944 was a different time, but now while reading it, it seems very manipulative and wrong. The world we live in is extra sensitive now, and people get easily offended. But in a world where Me Too has finally given women the voice they deserve, the song has no place. That was very well said. That was Glenn Anderson. So, what other songs may be divisive or soon to be banned? Well, VH1.com has a list of songs. Deck the Halls. They say, apparently, Deck the Halls, it's like hundreds of years old, that song. But I guess the dawn, we now are gay apparel, la 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 la. Apparently, they say the word gay could then be found, I guess, un-PC. I don't understand that. It's not making fun of dawn, we now are gay apparel. Gay was a word for happy. But apparently, there's some discussion that may not be, considered PC because we're bringing up that term in a song. Some suggest Hallmark. In 2013, Hallmark attempted to swap it out with the word fun. You know, and so then is that marginalizing? So I guess Dawn, We Now Are Gay Apparel may not be a part of the song much longer. Donde Está Santa Claus? Donde Está Santa Claus? 12-year-old Augie Rios sang it in the 50s. But I guess the song composers were white. George Shack, Rog Parker, and Al Greiner. And so, you know, because there was accent, things like that, some people might think that song could be somewhat racist against, you know, Latinos. I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. That was in 1952. That was 13-year-old Jimmy Boyd. I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. Anyway, not my favorite song. I don't really like that song, but I guess they say that could sexualize Christmas. And apparently it had been banned, I believe, before. They say little Jimmy himself met with church officials, okay, and explained that the Santa Claus song is actually the kid's dad, which had they actually made into a verse is plainly apparent. So the church had lifted a ban that was apparently, you know, there. So I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, that, you know, seems to be, I don't know, I guess a little, yeah. The Santa Baby. Oh, yes, Santa Baby. They say that gives the notion of gold digger. They say Santa Baby sent up the notion of a gold digger working her chimney-smoking charms on St. Nick. Eartha Kitt performs that most popular version of the song. I thought it was kind of cute. Again, not my favorite Christmas song. I like the songs that have a lot of meaning and, you know, talk about, you know, like the Noel. I just love the, you know, I just love the more, you know, solemnness of Christmas time. But, you know, apparently Santa Baby just a little too sexy. Dominique the Donkey. I don't know that one. apparently something about the physical attributes. I don't know. White Christmas. They say White Christmas, you know, might apparently, from Bing Crosby's 1942, might not be as politically correct. Fairy Tale of New York, that was in 1985. I don't know if I remember that song. I have to look it up. Apparently that had some issues. Oh, apparently there were some words that apparently rhyme with maggot. Not good words. Dean Martin's Baby It's Cold Outside, they talk about in this list, right? Oh, yeah, Dean Martin, that's the one that we always hear, right? Maybe Just a Cigarette More. I don't really see that Maybe Just a Cigarette More being very politically correct in this day and age of anti-tobacco. Here's the thing. I had seen a little meme online the other day saying, I got to look it up because I want to read it directly. And it kind of has to do with this whole, you know, do we wish people a Merry Christmas or a Happy Holiday or a Happy Hanukkah? And me, if you tell me, you know, if you tell me Happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas I'm a fan. I think that's, so the little meme was basically saying, look, if you're Jewish, if you want to wish me a holiday, then if you're Jewish, say Happy Hanukkah. If you're a Christian, say Merry Christmas. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then, you know, Merry Kwanzaa or have a joyous Kwanzaa. I won't get offended because, you know, you're basically, wishing me, you know, holiday cheer. That's, you know, even if you don't believe in it, and I just thought we're about to this month go back into the discussion of having non-offending holiday decor in certain cities or malls or places of business and, you know, public places. And it just really bothers me because, you know, I love Christmas trees. I love menorahs. I love, you know, any sort of festive occasion that kind of brings people together and is warm. I love lights and little flashy lights and icicles and snowflakes. And so enjoying the winter and the holiday season can be done in a whole variety of ways. And, being Jewish, people ask me, they go, you know, do I get offended if I hear Merry Christmas or a Christmas tree or Rudolph? I go, no, I love it. I look for it. I love that stuff. And I get offended when people accuse Jews of not wanting to hear or see Christmas decor. I can't speak for all Jews, but, you know, how I interpret the Bible is we love our neighbors and we love each other, and our Judeo-Christian values are very enmeshed. And so, you know, having a solemn day, you know, that, you know, celebrates, you know, who we are and, you know, what we believe is beautiful no matter what you believe. And so, if you wish me a Merry Christmas, I'm not only going to be offended, but, I mean, I'm going to give you a hug because, honestly, you know, it's the holidays and I would rather you do that than give me the finger. And Lord knows people do that when I drive to work every day. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
All right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.